Hey everybody, Jason here from River Pools. We're going to tackle a pretty big question today. How much do in-ground pools cost? So that's a pretty broad topic, a pretty broad question. And the short answer is that it really depends. It depends on a lot of different things. Our objective today is to really help you understand the factors that are going to influence how much you might spend and then help you narrow down and whittle down to maybe a relevant price range for you so that you can start planning your budget. Some of the things we're going to talk about today are the average price of an in-ground pool in America. We're going to talk about the four factors that are going to influence how much you might spend on your pool. We're going to talk a little bit about financing as well. There's a research study done in 2014 by a company called PK Data, and they found that the average in-ground pool in America costs $39,084. That could be like a baseline, and if you were to kind of figure in a full range to kind of cover the full spectrum, you could have an in-ground pool that would cost maybe as little as $20,000 in some areas, and you could certainly have, you know, go on up to $100,000. You could have a $300,000 or $400,000 pool depending on where you're located and exactly how elaborate you want it to get. There's four factors that are going to affect how much money you spend on your in-ground pool, and they are where you live, when you buy your pool, what time of year you buy, what type of pool you buy, and then what you buy. Where you live in the country actually makes a pretty big difference in terms of how much money it costs to buy an in-ground pool. If you can imagine a simple analogy, someone wanted to sell icicles and they lived in Antarctica, they could sell those a lot cheaper in Antarctica than they could in the Mojave Desert. Materials are right there, everything's already in place. Well, the same principle applies to in-ground pools because every region of our country is different when it comes to the supply, the suppliers that are available, and the subcontractors that are available, and all these different things come into play, and they all dramatically affect how much it costs to buy a pool in each region. So that could depend on where you are, but that's something to check on. And certainly places like Florida and other hotter climates are gonna have lower prices for in-ground pools. The second factor that's going to affect your price is when you buy or what season you buy. Everybody tends to think about buying a pool in the spring or in the summer when it's really hot. And if you really want to get your best value, you really should think about buying in the off season, in the fall or in the winter, when pool companies are starting to slow down a little bit. Dollar for dollar, you'll get your best value buying a pool in the off season. Doesn't mean you're gonna get ripped off or get an unfair price in the spring or summer. It just means that you're gonna get the best bargain in the off season. So when you buy your pool is a pretty big factor as well. Also, the type of pool that you get is a major consideration that's gonna affect your price. You have three types of pools. There's vinyl liner pools, there's concrete pools, they're also called gunite pools, and then there's fiberglass pools. And a vinyl liner pool is going to have your lowest initial cost. And then concrete and fiberglass typically, and in most places, are going to be about the same price. And you might find bigger differences between concrete and fiberglass pool prices in different areas of the country, but by and large, across the board, in most places, they're about the same price. But your initial price isn't your only thing to consider, you know, when you're buying a pool. You've got to consider your lifetime cost of ownership. Some pools cost more to own than others. And for example, a vinyl liner pool, you have to replace that liner usually about every 5 to 10 years. Then there's other maintenance costs and other aspects of that too to take into consideration. And we talk about those when we get into our pool comparisons. You know, we've got different sections of our website that talk about the pros and cons of vinyl liner, concrete, and fiberglass pools in great detail. The fourth thing that's going to affect your price is what you actually buy. So you can get a stripped down base pool package that's going to be on the lower end of the range, or you can go all out. It's just like buying a pickup truck. If you were to get an F-150, you could get a base model for around 35 or 40 grand, or you could certainly spend up to $75,000 or $80,000 on the same truck, depending on what you're getting. And that same principle applies to in-ground pools. So this is actually where we're going to start to hone in and kind of get into where you might end up with your budget. From this point on, we're going to talk really specifically more about fiberglass pools because that's what we specialize in here at River Pools. So if we want to look at the different things that you can buy and how that's going to affect your price, what we'll find is that you can buy a pool, fiberglass pool, really in two basic ways. The first way is gonna be you just buy the pool shell and install it yourself. And the second way would be to have a dealer install the pool for you. And obviously, if you wanna install the pool yourself, you're gonna save money on labor. But a lot of folks don't wanna go that route. You'll usually end up saving somewhere between maybe $5,000 and $10,000 on your total project if you install the pool shell yourself. A lot of folks don't feel that it's worth the headache or the heartache or the stress on their marriage or whatever it is. It's a pretty stressful situation. A lot of folks do it, but a lot of folks would rather just have a dealer install the pool for them. So you can have a dealer just install the pool shell for you, and you get some options from him and you keep it really basic, or you can go all out and look for a turnkey package also. Some of the major things, the options that would affect the price would be the pool size, how much patio you get, what other options and accessories you want, and a really big one that a lot of folks don't consider is your yard, the contour of your yard, if your yard is flat or if it has a slope. If your yard is on a slope and you need a retaining wall, retaining walls often can make up as much as 10 to 50% of the total cost of the project. So you could spend as little as a few thousand dollars, or you could certainly spend as much as $20,000 or $30,000 on retaining walls. That's another subject we talk about here that you can research. For a basic fiberglass pool package, and this all depends on, again, where you are in the country, for an installed package that would include some basic concrete patio around the pool and a pump and filter system, you're probably going to be looking somewhere between $25,000 and $45,000 for the base package. And that would get you a pool shell installed in the ground, kind of ready to swim. You can get a pool heater. You can get lighting in your pool. You can get a saltwater chlorinator or other type of sanitation equipment. You can get automated controls where you can control your entire pool from a device like a smartphone. These are all different things that you can get that would continue to add on to that base price. One of the major factors is your patio. Two major things there are going to be how much patio you get and what material you use. So if you get just basic concrete, that's usually about the lowest cost material that you can get for a pool patio per square foot. And then there's other options like concrete pavers or natural stone. These are all different upgrades that you can get. But if you're going to spend in that 25 to 45 range on your base package for your pool, you could easily spend somewhere between $3,000 and $30,000 on your patio. And I would say in our area here in Virginia and Maryland, the average patio probably costs somewhere between $4,000 and $7,000 on average, but certainly folks do spend a lot more on a regular basis. So the three big things again would be the pool that you get, how much patio you get, and whether or not you need retaining walls. Another thing to consider that would make certainly a big difference would be if you already have an existing fence or not, and that's not something that folks usually consider. So if you have an existing fence that meets the pool code, then that's something that you don't need to factor in. If you need a new fence, you could plan on spending somewhere between usually $4,000 and $8,000. So I hope this has been helpful for you. This is a major question, usually the first question that folks have: how much is my pool going to cost? So hopefully this has helped you kind of narrow down a little bit on that question. If you're interested in getting a quote for one of our pools here at River Pools, click on the link below and fill out the form, and we'll have someone get with you here very, very shortly. Thanks.